You are listening to Southside Radio 102.9 FM.
My name is Rob Long, and I'm an artist and a freelance photographer. I live and work in the Brew House, which is located at 21st Street and Mary, three blocks back from Carson, near the tracks, right across the way from Southside Hospital, in what is generally considered a light industrial zone. I've lived here for 3 years. I came to the South Side by way of several different East End neighborhoods where I moved after college. I suppose that the South Side, for me, is a very complete, it's a complete enclave within the city, in that anything that one needs to do or say or see or hear or become, one can do here in the South Side, in pretty much a self-contained area. That is, there are any number of businesses, whether it's a restaurant or a grocer or a natural foods market or a deli, music stores. I've also seen a couple bars on the South Side. Some say there's one on every corner. There are more than one on some corners. And generally, it seems to me there's a little bit of a containment that the South Side has historically manifested. I suppose you can see it in the faces and in the body language of the characters and people that you see about the South Side. There are many older residents here who, just with an easy observation, one might think that those folks have been here pretty much their entire lives. And the South Side began or was built by the steel industry as housing for the mill workers. And you can see that certainly in the concise grid and similar structure of a lot of the houses down here. You can also see that history on the faces of some of the older residents of the South Side. They've seen a lot of changes here, and a lot of changes are still happening. I've spoken with residents, and they've been older generally, and really surprised and a little startled maybe by the influx of new and potentially out of the ordinary residents. Patrons to those businesses down here. I mean, among the delis and the bars and the grocers are also a new string of tattoo shops. You know, there are maybe four or five, six of them. All of them have their own specialty. All of them have their own clientele. And all of them seem to be pretty busy. That focus of that particular industry, the tattoo and piercing one, that is, seems to attract a certain demographic of people that those older residents that I spoke of a minute ago might consider to be freakish or unusual.
Counterculture.
They would be counterculture denizens. There's a good amount of artists that live on the South Side. There are a fair number of galleries. There's also good local pride. And it's interesting, I've been seeing a comic, not really a comic, but a little illustrated character of sort of a, it's some sort of monster with his lip pierced and a big red mohawk that has a broom. And he's the sort of illustrated mascot of a Southside cleanup effort that's sponsored by the local development company. And I think with a much needed nod to this new era of Southside patronage, the local development company have named him the Clean Freak. And I did mention maybe his red mohawk and pierced nose or lip or something. But he's hell-bent on cleaning up trash. And it's pretty clear. If you could imagine the whirlwind of, like, the Tasmanian devil, but still, like, keeping the mohawk straight and cleaning up all the trash, that's, like, what this guy is. So he's out and about. And as a result of that, I mean, no illustrated character is going to clean up a neighborhood, but just the fact that there's some sort of a plan in place. The South Side is generally a pretty clean place, save for, you know, a few hours every Friday and Saturday night. Living at the brew house, I feel relief, especially during the summer, because I'm three blocks off of Carson, and I can walk to the local tavern and stumble home, as it were, and kind of remove myself pretty quickly from the fray that happens on Carson Street, which gets a little much with police sirens and people getting obnoxious, big college crowd, little bit of public urination, a little bit more public urination, which leads to a lot. You know, I think the Clean Freak has a plan for that, though. Assuredly, the Southside police and the Pittsburgh police have a plan for it, issuing citation after citation. Those are negative points of our culture down here, only because in the last 10 years, it's the Southside that is has just developed into this destination for nightlife because of the geography of the place. It's laid out on a simple grid. You know, there are maybe 15 blocks from 10th to 25th or 26th, maybe add a few, take a few away, either way. But in that 15-block stretch, which is a nice walk, it is a nice walk. It is really pleasant to stroll up and down, especially on a Sunday, early morning, middle of the day, early afternoon. But even at night, when the bar crowd is out, people are walking about, and it is a nice walk to go from bar to bar. You see different people. You can go into a bar full of freaks. You can go into a bar full of sports fans. You can go into a bar full of college people. You can go into a bar full of big-haired girls. You can go into a bar full of artists. You can go into a bar full of, like, rock and roll fans. Motorcycle people, come in. Another really great thing is the neighbors, you know. Being here, I mean, at the brew house too, but also in the Southside neighborhood is, you get a feel for who your neighbors are. Like, I'm at home, I'm sitting in my studio right now, and I look out over the whole neighborhood from here in the building. And here at the brew house, it's a group of artists. We all live under the same roof, and we're neighbors, and we share a house. And my neighbor just walked in, and he comes and goes, and I come and go at his place, and we understand that we're all in one big house, and it's just pretty great. It's an unusual living condition, because some of us, I mean, it's great and it's terrible. Some of us sometimes get a little too close, and we need to take a step back. But it's really hard to step back when you got just a concrete wall between you. You can only step back so far. And even when you do step back, you can still see or hear that person. So So the neighbors, they're good. I like the neighbors. I like the neighborhood. And I like the sound of the train. It keeps us grounded. As artists, sometimes we get encapsulated in our own little world, whether it's the world of our studios or the world of our building or the world of our project, but the presence of that train coming and going day after day, hour after hour, it's a constant reminder that there is a lifeblood that flows right through this country, and we're a capillary on the main line, and it's pretty magical when you can sit back and look at the city and look at all the houses that are scattered down below and then see your reflection in that window you're looking through and realize how small you are and how much a part of a larger picture we all have taken our place within that picture.